bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
We've got the Bottom Line, 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Josh Popple and Jackson Frazier. Hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reaction, all of that. Welcome there. We got this from Tyler. I'm out cycling right now. I appreciate the Rocky intro. It does work. It does work. Gets the old blood pumping. All right. We'll have Kaylee's dailies here momentarily, but we skipped right past Action Jackson's play of the day. We'll do that now.
Woo! Little Rocky Mountain Thunder, and then the throw underneath the Hall. Boy, look at him! Like a cat! Look now at it's that. In the clear! Oh, no! It's enormous! What a brilliant play again! That was artistry, and he...
By Dante Hall, out of the slot. All right, now there's Delph O'Neal, the first guy up. He misses him there. He goes back and actually gets cut out, his legs cut out from under him by Al Wilson.
The X Factor. Man.
I thought you'd appreciate that one. That was on this day.
Old Dante Hall. You know, the artist formerly known as Zach Sparkman, every once in a while I'll just send him the name Dante Hall. And he's a noted Broncos fan, and it just drives him crazy. Dante Hall loved playing the division, but he especially loved playing the Denver Broncos. I feel like something special always happened. He also, wasn't a great receiver. Obviously, a punt and kick return specialist. For some reason, when he played Denver, he turned into a great receiver, too. The fact that they hadn't really got the wide receiver screen there yet for him is a shame. Because the couple of times they did it, it was always just phenomenal. All right, time for a Thursday edition of Kaylee's Dailies.
Great. So as it turns out, gentlemen, owls are pretty weird.
Watch it.
Objectively weird. So humans have an average max grip strength of about 60 PSI. So I don't always say this, but I like to say that numbers mean nothing without reference. Mm-hmm. So that's our reference. Humans have an average grip strength of about 60 PSI, pounds per square inch. Yeah, see, I see you all in the chat doing that now, clenching your fists, trying to, what's my max PSI?
Somebody give me a phone book.
I'd believe you. Just kidding. Owls, by comparison, along with their sharp talons, have a grip strength of 500 PSI average.
What?
Yeah, it's wild. And continuing on the weird, when they eat, they peel off sections, strips of their prey, and will swallow it whole. Mm-hmm. Only to let their bodies digest it and then later vomit out the bones and fur and stuff.
Well, I've done that part before. That one's not too weird.
Owls don't have great depth perception. So to maximize that depth perception, they will bob their heads up and down. And you can try it. You can focus on something right in front of you. Bob your head up and down. See if it helps with the depth perception. It doesn't. It doesn't work with humans, but it makes you look pretty silly.
Makes me feel like a dancer.
Yeah. Owls also can't really rotate their eyes in their heads, so that's why they swivel their heads and bob. They swivel in a 270 degrees, and contrary to popular belief, it's common to say 360. Mm-hmm. It's about 270.
Still too much.
Yeah.
Still too freaky.
It's kind of weird.
Man, spitting out bones. The claw strength is incredible.
Yeah, it's wild.
I figured as you were leading into this, it was going to be drastically... I figured it was going to be drastically a bigger amount and much stronger. I did not think that
strong. Yeah, it's about 8 times more than human grip strength.
Because their feet don't look like they could... I mean, I don't want to get grabbed by an owl. I don't want to get got by an owl when I leave the Raymar Club later today.
It would be bad.
How about that? All right. You always bring great stuff.
Thanks. I try.
Owls are now an animal of my nightmare. Bullfighter said, wait, I thought y'all transferred out. Get out of here, Clint. Still waiting. I said, you know, I wasn't going to skip the bowl game or anything. Just put my name in, feeling out. Doesn't matter why. If you don't want to be here, get out. We don't want any crybabies.
All right.
I mean, if they don't want to be here, though.
I think the don't want to be here bit is fair.
I mean, you want someone that's going to be bought in.
Yeah.
You just hope. And I would like to think that, you know, in this situation, AMAC was bought in when he got here. I guess I don't know what you hope, because your hope would have been that it would have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And even as he came back from injury, he was here, right? Like you still, even if it was at worst, let's say he never got to kind of full form and he got out of that cast and he was just another kind of depth piece and never could really get, which that was not the expectation. That was not the plan. What was the question we were asking? Okay, as he gets better, who's getting knocked out from the starting five you've seen? And don't get me wrong and don't get it twisted. I would have loved to have seen an all-big Texas Tech lineup, which now you're not going to be able to. And that being with Bacho, AMAC, and O'Banner on the court, because, frankly, that lineup sounds deadly. In theory, right?
Yeah.
But clearly, I mean, whatever the reason is, I think you can't say, oh, well, he was still bought in. Even if there was some, you know, head clashing there, he was still bought in. He just, you know, got pushed out. Like, that wasn't the case. So, yep. I agree. If he was going to stick around, you didn't want a half-hearted AMAC or anything like that.
Can I add something to that? Kind of a little bit of personal experience?
Sure.
Injuries are rough.
Mm-hmm.
Not just physically, but also mentally. It's especially, I don't know of his injury history. I don't know if this is his first big injury.
Mm-hmm.
But those are hard. Those are really hard to go through, especially being in a new place, not a lot of personal close connections around. So, I mean, some of it could just be mental. Like, he could just be kind of out of it in the head, because that's, I mean, I've gone through that. I've been hurt away from home, gone through surgery, gone through the whole rehab process by myself. And in the end, you just want to be around who's close to you during that time. And so I kind of feel for him. He still has the option of coming back, but there's a lot of things that could be going around that aren't just not being happy with the situation. It could be a little bit deeper than that.
And I really do wonder, I think this is a fair question. You guys tell me if I'm completely out of the blue here. If the players weren't getting paid what they're getting paid now, and it was just the injury, it was like situation from, or at least getting paid openly. Let me be very clear. Getting paid openly through NIL that they are now, and you know, that wasn't a factor in it. If you had a player like this that came in, had the same injury, maybe was getting rushed back, whatever the situation is with that, and the dollar sign by the name isn't a factor, I wonder what the percentage of people that are, don't let the door hit you, you know, when you leave. Don't let it hit you on the way out.
Yeah, I think.
Because I would think that would be smaller.
I would probably agree, because I think NIL has made people a lot less sympathetic to college sports in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, well, you're getting paid to do this, you know, make your money kind of thing. Like, I think it's made people far more unsympathetic to just college sports in general.
But I also think that that's fair, right? Because if you can do the same thing. Now, I know professional athletes, and this is more to the, boy, if you're not playing well right now and you're making, I mean, like, more than a lot of average kind of fan bases around, then it's totally fair to be. And I don't think that, you know, I haven't seen this reaction. If you were getting called out and you're in that scenario as a player and you're going, why are you coming after me? Well, like, you're now a paid athlete. You're a paid athlete. That's what comes with it. I'm sorry that that's the pressure, especially at the Division I level, at the Power 5 level, at the elite level, at the blue blood, new blood, whatever you want to call it level.
Yeah.
Like, that's what comes with it.
I think the only technicality you can add to that is they're not paid by the university.
No, no.
They're paid by,
but still, I mean, around here you have
stuff.
A collective set up that it's, they know they're getting, it's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
It's not, well, this guy's getting paid, but this guy sucks. He's not getting anything. Like, it's,
right.
It's set up and then they make more on top of it. Mm-hmm. So, it is hard to find sympathy though.
I agree.
That'll do it for hour number one. We thank Josh for his time, especially his very creepy owl fact, spitting out bones, fucking up a bone loogie.
Weird. It'd be an owl for Halloween. Just
Hour number two of the bottom line. When we come back, you've got us on 100.7 to score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Your competitors today, myself and Jamie Lint. Jackson Frazier has the questions. And Jamie, early victory. Congratulations. It is Refurio.
Early victory. I didn't know we were in a competition.
Kind of feels like. If you're like, you know, coming up with different answers for something, it kind of feels like you're already pitted in a competition, right?
Okay. So 1-0, my lead.
Well, no. That wasn't for take versus take. That was for pronunciation. I already had a point with niche. Take it away, Jackson.
All right. Jamie, we'll start with you. You also already have the 2-0 lead because Clint made fun of my chains earlier.
I didn't make fun of your chains. I made fun of you eating your chain.
He called it a Mr. T starter kit.
Build a Mr. T.
I pity the fool. All right, Jamie.
It'll be a construction Mr. T.
If you could, is there a job out there that you think you could go hop into right now with no prior experience and be above average at it?
Yes.
What is it?
Middle school PE teacher. I think I'd be awesome. I think I'd be really good.
You'd be having them do real drills and stuff, I feel like.
I would. There would be some fun, but there would be some hard work too.
I am saying this not thinking that it's easy. I'm saying that I have respect of my own skills, what I view as my skills. I think that I could go into like a nice locally owned cafe and jump in and be like one of their cooks and learn the recipes like that week and get really good at it. Like, I really do think I could step in and do that. And again, I'm not taking like, oh, just make a burger and shut up, like that sort of stance. Because I think it's harder than what people think, especially with like the locally owned stuff. And they're just not like unfreezing something. I think I could do that. And also I would gain 500 pounds. Kind of sounds fun. We should do a food truck. The bottom line food truck.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to go with Clint a little bit. I wasn't expecting that.
The TBLBLT on the house.
Food truck. I'll just take the money. Okay. You guys can.
I don't think there's a lot of money.
Do the
in it at
sweating
the start.
Back there by the grill and the fryers.
I'll just drive it.
I need someone to go, yes, chef. Give me the fryers. Yes, chef. Fill up the oil. Yes, chef. Where's my mayonnaise? Sorry, chef.
I don't get it. Any of it.
It's just you're supposed to respond to kitchen people like, yes, chef. Yeah. It's proper, I guess.
Especially if you're Gordon Ramsay.
An idiot sandwich.
What did you just call Clint?
An idiot sandwich.
Like, he puts a two slices of bread on each side. Somebody referenced him a couple weeks ago on the chat line. Shout out to them because they called I think they called Aaron Dickens a donut. Like, you donut.
All right, Clint, we'll go to you for the second question. If there was an award named after you, what would that award be for?
It would be for best food-based rapping nicknames goes to. That would be the Clint Scott Award. For anyone that's ever had a dream of naming someone something food-based, like Lil Crouton or Jeffy Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those, Jackson Burger back there, mm-hmm. you know, all of them. Mm-hmm. Anybody who had a dream to do that successfully would have to follow in my footsteps. So,
I think for any young sports team, you could give an award in my honor. It would be to the helicopter dad of the year. So the dad that was just there too much, was watching his kid play too much, was analyzing stats with his kid too much. Was asking after games, hey, you want to go practice too much? That would be me, Helicopter Dad of the Year award.
How do you accept that graciously? Because I assume when you get the award, like you're in the stands right out of practice, and like somebody in a suit just walks up.
No, you don't
up,
stay in the stands. You're right there down there on the right sideline. Down there.
Some guy in a tuxedo walks up and goes, hey, buddy, you won this. And like reads it in the Helicopter Dad of the Year. Hey, what are you trying to say? Coach, stop practice for just a second. I don't want to miss anything. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Kids, go get a water.
All right, guys. The last question.
He never actually gave the point.
Oh, yeah.
I just assumed. Sorry. I won it then.
It was Jamie. Jamie got it. It's all tied up. 1-1.
Didn't even award a point.
We shouldn't have said anything.
My answer was so bad.
No, it was so much better. I didn't have to think about it.
Okay.
What would your award be?
I have no idea. I'm just asking the question.
Oh, he's the question asker.
I didn't want to come up with an
biggest
answer for
ears?
That one.
Yeah. Be careful. He might claim he wins the point.
Most tailbones broken award? I don't know.
All right, Jamie, the last question. Who would you want to sit down? I mean, any sport you would want to watch, but who's one person you'd want to sit down and watch a game with?
Oh, man. Sit down and watch a game with. I'm going to go with Eli Manning.
Oh, dang it.
Because he's crazy funny. And I mean, he's like, he knows his stuff, but yet he's, I don't know, he just has all these witty comments. He just, dry humor is there. I mean, it's just, he seems like a fun guy to watch a game with.
I feel like he would want you to take shots at Peyton too. Which would be fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I'm just going to go with who I would really, really want to watch a game with, which is Tony Gonzalez, just because it's more of a, I mean, obviously he knows the game, and if there was something like, oh man, what's your take on this? He's also a funny individual, but he's also just my favorite NFL player of all time. He's one of the few athletes that I would, much like the ice cream cake, I would push children out of the way to get his autograph or like talk to him. Like, you guys didn't even watch him. You weren't alive yet. And I throw him out. You don't appreciate Tony like I appreciate Tony.
It's funny because if this question would have been before the Manning broadcast, I probably would have picked Tony Gonzalez like 100%. But since then, this made me like Eli a lot more.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said Eli either because you've just really gotten to see his personality.
So Jamie wins four to one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oof, rough score there. Also, the hot sauce commercials for Eli.
Eli's. Is it a kick butt hot sauce or something?
Frank's. It's Frank's, right?
Frank's.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Did y'all see that Chad Powers entered the transfer portal, apparently?
Did he really? No. Is he not getting any PT at Ole Miss or what?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Well, he was at Penn State, so.
He moved on to Penn State? I thought he was at Ole Miss.
He walked on. He did the walk-on tryout at Penn State.
Oh, okay. All right, my bad.
Run fast. Fast Chad.
Fast Chad. Fast V.
That was great.
Think fast, run fast.
Think fast, run fast. It's niche, like the same pronunciation as the B word. One. There's two. You can actually say niche or niche.
Apparently you can.
Chef at Applebee's, take it out of the freezer, put it in the microwave, give it to Jamie to give to customers. Pretty simple, LOL.
Don't be hating on the bees, man.
You're saying at Applebee's, let me get this straight. I just want to make sure we don't have it twisted. You didn't have people yelling, yes, chef, for the 2-for-1 sampler?
No.
We rarely even had a chef when I worked there.
Yeah, I know. We didn't have a chef. And cooks. And they were good. They just weren't chefs. Chefs. People who cooks, that call themselves chefs, That's like the people who have a stomach ache and say, I must have food poisoning. Or the people who have a headache and it's a migraine. It's not just a headache. Those are the same people that are cooks and they refer to themselves as chefs. Same people.
I have a migraine over here. I think I just hit a little too close to home over here. I have a small migraine is something hilarious. It's not going to want anyone to have a headache unless I'm trying to give them one. But it's like, do you know what a migraine is? Or are you just, I don't think you know what that word means.
Well, I'm sure that there are people that do have such things, but it's just, I don't know, certain people seem to, it's always the more extravagant word, right? It can't be just a really bad headache, or it can't be, I have a stomach ache, or I must have food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
That's why I say when I like jam my finger that I broke my entire arm. Yeah, I got this broken arm. It's a fracture. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Back with more next.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107 The Score. .com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint, your take versus take winner, and Jackson Frazier, I call collusion. Hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that welcomed there. We got this from Bobby Hot Dogs earlier. Clint, I heard the otter pelt that you brought for the gift exchange did not go over too well. Hashtag Kansas gifts.
That would be so cool if you did bring that.
An otter pelt. Yeah, here's some hand-churned butter.
Mm-hmm.
Bring like a frozen bag of fish. Like, this was some for our winter reserves, but since we're giving gifts, I didn't know what to get, you know? I never know what to bring to these things. I brought a bear paw. I don't know. I don't know why it's still bleeding. Probably because I won the fight. We played, Jamie, earlier, pretenders and contenders for actually winning a Super Bowl this year. We got to the Cowboys. This on the chat line. Dallas pretender if Tampa Bay wins the division because Tampa Bay will beat Dallas. Tampa Bay loses the division, then Dallas is a contender. You have them as a Super Bowl contender?
I don't. I don't know that they're that far off.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. That Philly Cowboys game coming up on next Saturday, Christmas Eve, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just going to tell us so much.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just not, if you look at the Cowboys record, Clint, I mean, minus the Vikings game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just, there's not a lot of impressive wins in there, in my opinion.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can put up,
The Bengals at the beginning.
But they weren't the Bengals yet.
They weren't who they are now. You tell me which other ones just jump out at you as good wins.
You know what I'll give them, and you may roll your eyes at this. I think at this point, any of the division wins that you've got with the Giants and the Commanders.
Yeah, I'm definitely rolling my eyes. Yeah. I think those are pretty mediocre teams.
But I think you get extra. I think mediocre teams, but you get a lot of extra salt when you're playing those division games, and so you still have to win.
There's
them.
Some truth to that. Yeah, that's fair.
The Lions have looked good of late. I don't know. That's probably about the only other one I would kind of point to. And even then, that's not like I'm highlighting it. It's more like maybe throw this one in.
And the Lions are 6-7, 7-6.
6-7.
That's one we're highlighting.
Yeah, because
that may have been the game where you played the best. You were just dominant. I mean, you're right. The Lions are playing better. Same thing could be said about the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
Because if you just looked at it, and if that was 2 weeks ago, you'd be impressed because the Bengals are playing pretty well right now.
And the difference for me is like the Bengals were much farther, when you beat the Lions, I know they were still in that losing streak, but you were just a couple games away from them in the, what, 6-1 mark that they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not going to build an altar to the Lions win. What about this one? It's just, if I had to pick, it would be the division ones and then, as of late, the Lions. But, I mean, I agree. They're not playing the Dolphins. They're not out, you know, beating what the Bengals are right now. They're not well, I'll tell you what.
See, I would put the Eagles ahead of the Cowboys. There's a no-brainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would put the 49ers ahead of them. The Vikings have the same record, and the Cowboys just dominated them. I still think that would be a tough game. I don't think that was the real Vikings. Although, I mean, Minnesota's won a ton of close games.
Mm-hmm.
Not like they've been dominating, folks. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I mean, I can't come up with... I mean, if I'm putting a list of four teams in the NFC that have the best chance, the Cowboys are probably in there. And so, because of that, you're probably right. They probably deserve to be in the contender category.
And it's like I have them just in there. And part of it's too. And the biggest thing is the NFC has a lack of complete teams, whether or not having... an elite quarterback, or to me, and again, I don't know what you have with the 49ers right now. It's hard to, impossible to say, oh yeah, Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, boy, he could be elite as he just kind of storms his way into the NFL.
Yeah, we don't even know if he's healthy enough to play tonight.
Yeah.
Who's starting for them if he doesn't?
I do think it came out like that he's expected to play, okay. But that was like 30 minutes ago.
But I would say, as far as other than the Eagles is the obvious answer. If you have any sort of even average Garoppolo level play from Purdy, the 49ers to me are still the second favorite. The problem is I don't know if you're going to have that yet, and nobody does. I mean, he had a great first half, and then of course took him out. Had a great second half when he came in for Garoppolo. I think the Seahawks are a solid opponent. If he plays well tonight, maybe I start to actually buy back into the 49ers as far as making it all the way to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Cowboys have to be up there. Short list.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, definitely a top five contenders in the NFC. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I just have a hard time thinking they would beat the Niners or the Eagles.
Mm, yeah. And it's fair, especially if the, like I said, you're going to find out more here in a couple of weeks. I feel a lot better if the Eagles slipped once more and the Cowboys got him and got home field advantage. All right, you got a question of the day for us?
Sure.
On 100.7 The Score is presented by Bazaar Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, fellas, my question for you today is, who on the Red Raider basketball team, with the information that we have now found out yesterday, with Fardaw's AMAC transferring, who on the Red Raider basketball team has to step up if this is going to be a team that finishes in the top five of the Big 12? You only get one name.
Only one name. So, like, we even have to pick, like, a first name? We can't give a last? We have to, like, make it where they're Cher,
mm-hmm,
or Madonna?
Yes.
Well, give me Kevin, then. And I think he's played well, and I'm not saying he needs to step up his game play-wise, but there is a lack of chemistry, some sort of clog on the court right now. Guys still figuring out defense, and I think right now you have to go to and lean on the super senior Kevin O'Banner, just because, I mean, by default, he's the guy who was here last year. He should understand the system the best, and again, he's played well, needed... what, all 25 of his points the other night?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that, boy, he really needs to step up his game, but he needs to assert himself on this team, to me. It's not an on-the-court thing, and I'm not even saying he's not a leader, but he needs to solidify that. He needs to be the guy moving forward, because you were, again, waiting for AMAC, and then, boy, on the court and off the court, you're going to have two of the guys when AMAC came back. Or at least I think that's what the thought process was. But you don't. And you know that now. And to me, by default, it falls on his shoulders. Saying, you're the, Kevin, you're the oldest. You set the example. Mm-hmm. And he's too talented also to not be.
Jackson?
I'm going to go with KJ Allen. I think, one, it would help the bench kind of problem of not seeing a lot of production from the bench. If he could kind of step up and not be a sixth man, but, you know, come in and give a productive 5-6 points, same with the rebounds type thing. And with, you know, with AMAC leaving and a big guy, he's kind of in a weird spot. He's not that tall, but he is bigger and thicker. So he could definitely, you know, go down there and move some bodies around and clear some space if needed. And I love his athleticism, and I like his motor when he's on the
court. Sure, I love the motor, yep.
And I, hopefully we could see that for more of like 12, 15 minutes a game instead of 8, 10. And I think that could be a big help for the team.
KJ's averaging 11 minutes a game right now, 2 points, 2.7 rebounds. I'm going to go, I'm kind of along the same boat as Jackson, but I'm going to go with a different player, and I'm going to go with Robert Jennings. I just think his minutes are going to have to go up. You're going to have to spell Daniel Bacho at times, and you don't want to overuse him. So the fact, so he would be worn out by the time you get halfway through February or March, got to be careful not to do that. And so you've got to have somebody in the post that can give you something down there. Jennings currently 8 minutes per game, averaging 2.7 points and just under 2 rebounds per contest. So that's the guy to me that we need to see step it up, because somebody's got to take that role as the backup to Bacho.
Is there an immediate worry now when you look at teams in the league with size as far as facing them?
Sure.
Yeah.
But then again, you have Bacho.
Right. And yeah. You're not just...
Yeah.
You know, don't have munchkins out there everywhere, but...
Sure. And Kevin O'Banner can handle himself at the forward position.
I guess more of just the depth.
Sure.
You've got us on 100.7, the score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is once again time to play No Diggity. I believe sponsor pending. Just going to keep saying that until we get one. We're okay. Pulling for it big time.
Yes.
You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Fraser. It's that time of day where I throw out a certain situation to them, and you are fine listening audience. And with their digitometers flying off the shelves for Christmas, by the way, they tell us just how much diggity.
Oh, man. I bet.
Situation has.
I bet they were a big time seller on Black Friday.
Oh, man. That was crazy.
People waiting in line trying to buy digitometers.
I mean, every digitometer was handpicked off the shelf and built by Jackson Fraser himself.
The cool stuff is, the cool thing is that, you know, one out of every 50 digitometers when you took it out of the box, autographed by Clint Scott.
It's true. And 3 out of every 50 just blow up in the house. So just be careful with that. But just in case you get one that has an autograph and doesn't blow up.
Pretty rare.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, do you keep that? Do you put that in the man cave, or do you turn around and sell it? Because everyone's looking for one.
But you think you put that on eBay immediately?
I bought something off eBay for the first time in a long time the other day. It was fun.
Yeah?
It was fun. Like, no one else was bidding on it. It cost $6. But still, the fact that I had like 13 hours remaining, I kept on checking in just like, I wonder if I'm going to win this thing that no one else cares about.
I got a sweet, sunny, B.J. Simmons. I got a sweet B.J. Simmons autographed card where he's in his tech uniform the other day for $3, free shipping.
Nice.
I was stoked, man.
Oh.
Sent a picture immediately to Choice. Not until after I had won the bid. It ended. It's like, dude, I just got this for $3. It was awesome.
Yeah, if you would have sent it before, you would have seen like a $100,000 bid in there.
Choice was Choice, yeah. Outbid me, yeah.
Who's this at Waco Woodman 69XXX on here? Who's this person?
Yeah. Yeah, I love finding random stuff on there. Just Get on there and Google like Texas Tech auto. And as you find like a ton of stuff, it's cool.
I need to not though, because it's too easy. I'll go down.
It's addicting too. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want it, it's just fun. I do want them, but
how big of a factor does free shipping play in for you? For just anything in general,
I can't stand paying more for shipping than I pay for the item. Like that's just like a thing with me. I mean, the card can be worth $20 and I get it for 99 cents. But the shipping is $4, and I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
Even if it's a great deal, so I paid just $5 total, and it was worth $20. I'm like, not going to do it. Not going to pay four times more for shipping than I paid for the card.
Agreed.
Won't do it.
How much does it need to be, though, for that $4.99 to not be a factor? Is it like a $50 item? What's the ratio?
Depends. It just all depends on how much I want the card.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if it was like Tony Kukoc, I mean, no amount of money would stop me.
Interesting. I have a Tony Kukoc card for sale. I will not show you what it is. Before you buy it, you'll just
don't
have
you forget
to trust
of
me.
All the nicknames you've called me. I was once called accused of having the largest Tony Kukoc collection in the world.
The Kukoc collector. That's what they call. Yeah.
So, I don't know what Kukoc card you got over there. There's a good chance I'm good.
It was actually when he wasn't a player. It was when he was on the sidelines as a Kukoc. You didn't like that? I thought that was good. It was just as an assistant Kukoc, though.
What exactly is a coo?
A bird. Come on, birds. Tweet better. Tweetly deedly dee.
Mm. Mm. Is that what you guys at KU say? We're cool, KU, cool.
We say we're cool. I'm cool.
Hmm.
No, we don't. Jamie Jackson. I wonder if you'd be willing to do this. So there's a marketing stunt going on right now. The prize, 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. Awesome prize for a lot of things, right?
Sure.
You ever been to a Super Bowl?
2.
Well, then you don't get to play. Except, yes, you do. Jackson, have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
No, I would love to, though.
Yeah, me too. So, Jamie, if you win this, you have to give them to us.
Okay.
Please. To win, all you have to do is shave a Dorito-shaped triangle in your head. Now, you also have to come up with a name for the haircut. And you post a photo online with hashtag name that triangle and hashtag entry. The whole thing is based on, of course, after the season now, but Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller, who's been rocking a triangle hairdo for a while, where his whole head is shaved except for the triangle on the back. He says it represents, quote, manifestation, enlightenment, revelation, higher perspective. Frito-Lay says, nah, that's a Dorito. So those are the rules. Now, I'm not going to give it to you where, like, you just, you do the shaved head triangle, and then it's just the normal, because, I mean, it wouldn't be fair, because who knows what the percentage is of you actually winning these. But if I told you, you had a 25% chance of actually winning the tickets if you did the triangle haircut, would Jamie Lint rock the Dorito cut?
Like 1 in 4 chance?
Yeah.
How long would I have to rock it?
Just until the rest of it grows out. I don't know.
Until the Super Bowl's over.
Ooh. Until the Super Bowl. Yeah. Until the Super Bowl.
For like a month. Yeah, I would do it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Would we have to shave the rest of our head? Or could I just shave the triangle out of my head and it's like reverse effect?
No,
yeah, that's
be,
what I was thinking.
No, it can't be reverse. It's shave everything but the patch of hair.
Oh,
that's
no,
a triangle.
I'm not doing that.
Ah, see, you went in pretty big. I was curious. No? Well, okay, 50%.
I'm afraid at my age it wouldn't grow back. It would be all she wrote.
But you could go to a Bills Super Bowl this year.
Right.
Do you think Kukoc is a Bills fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. sure he was devastated by the soccer matches this week. I don't think even 50%.
75.
No, I don't think if you just said, hey, two tickets to the Super Bowl if you shave your head for a month, I don't think I'm doing that.
100%.
Am I talking to a wall?
110%.
110%. We'll give 110%, Jamie. We'll land out on the field.
So you guys are in?
Oh, yeah. I would do this for 15%.
15?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would do it just the nationwide sweepstake.
You should.
You probably shouldn't.
Especially at the length that it is right now. Like, yours would look really good. Yours probably wouldn't even look like a triangle. It would just look like somebody gave up making a mullet and just like, I'll just shave up all the top part.
And what would yours be named? Because you had to name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. That would...
The DeRooter cut.
The Tim DeRooter cut.
The Tim DeRooter. The Tim DeRooter.
I would go with you do, you Dorito do.
Yeah, that's good.
You like that?
Okay, yeah. Okay, go with nacho hair. This is my hair. It's nacho flavored. Don't leave again. I get scared in here when you're not here. Fan kind of makes this noise. Like, is that a dinosaur or a fan? I don't know.
I noticed you were already rushing for the to turn the air down when I left.
Jackson, man. It was awesome in here. It felt fantastic. It was like a crisp, cool mountaintop. And then you just went and jammed the heater back up.
Ugh, tough deal, man.
Tough deal.
Hate
deal.
That for you.
At least I got two tickets to the Super Bowl coming. Me and Tony Kukoc. Would you be jealous or would you be happy for me?
I would be happy that you went to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Okay.
Just
curious.
Would you tell Tony about me?
Yes, I would. It's funny. We both have Tonys that we want to meet. Get us on the bottom line.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Interesting fact of the day brought to you by Dos Equis. You've got us on the bottom line, 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. So let's go with Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier live from the First United Bank studio. 10 more minutes with us, which means 10 more minutes to call us on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. Also 10 more minutes to get in your thoughts and comments to us on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, reactions. If you want to continue your live and local coverage at 3 o'clock, switch over to Double T97.3 for Tech Talk. We'll go all the way to 6 o'clock. That's when Lady Raider basketball with Krista Gerlich will hit the airwaves. Looking back at yesterday's win over Oral Roberts and what lies ahead in their next game, they'll face McNeese State. Right here on 100.7 The Score at 6:30. It's a battle from the NFC West. San Francisco 49ers take on the Seahawks in Seattle. If the 49ers win, they clinch that division. Seahawks currently on the outside looking in, but right there trying to make a playoff push at 7-6. Jamie.
Clint.
This sounds like something I would have made up, but I didn't.
Just okay. Go ahead
and preface it. Tell me if you've heard this before, too. I had never heard this before. The correct pronunciation of Mount Everest is Everest.
I have never heard that.
It's named after Sir George Everest, a surveyor from Wales, and that's how his last name was pronounced.
Everest.
Everest. So next time you're just like having a casual conversation with someone, for some reason, like goals get brought up, like, man, I'd love to climb Mount Everest. Just see the look you get.
Mm-hmm.
What? Maybe we can change it. Maybe we can get it right. Did you know Major League Baseball has managed to buy the domain names for all of its teams except three? Giants.com is owned by the New York Giants football team.
Okay.
Raise.com is owned by a restaurant in Seattle.
Okay. Raise Barbecue or something, right? And the Guardians is the other one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You knew this?
But I just remember a couple years ago, there was like a roller derby team.
Well, yeah. And so currently Guardians.com is for sale, but apparently not at a price that Cleveland wants to pay for it.
Yeah.
But they do still own Indians.com, it says.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. It seemed like there was like a roller derby team or something that owned the Guardians.com thing.
I think they were having copyright issues with the name.
Okay.
Like they were.
Okay. Maybe
were, that's there's only thinking. One Guardians in Cleveland, and they're at the local bar on Tuesday nights. Throwing bows and rollerblading. Mm-hmm. Twins.com used to be on this list.
Understandably so. Some website that had pictures of twins.
Since 1995, it was owned by a set of twins in California. Used to sell it at any price. Just owned by a pair of twins. No, that's our website.
Did it just showcase other twins from like around the world?
I don't know. And we'll never know because we put in twins.com. It'll just lamely take us to Minnesota. It's like the office. Lamely. Michael.
Yeah.
Twins.
Maybe it helps.
I wouldn't.
Maybe it helps you find your long lost twin.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's people that have found each other just walking, that looking like they're each other's doppelganger.
Yeah.
And who they just took a picture.
Who is your long lost celebrity twin, Jackson?
I get Seth Rogen a lot.
Seth Rogen. How about you, Clint?
I usually get Antonio Banderas, so I usually go by Clintonio Banderas myself.
Yeah, I get Denzel Washington. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'd laugh when
I was laughing at Clint.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Somebody tried to convince me that I look like AJ Pierzynski one time, and I don't look anything like AJ Pierzynski. I think they were just trying to make me mad, and it worked at the time. It was like, and not because I'm like, I don't want to look like AJ Pierzynski. Just like, I don't look like AJ Pierzynski.
I don't know who I look like.
You'll tilt your head a little to the left. Kind of put your arms like.
No. No.
Could have helped. Oh, man. Jamie, did you know that there are 745,000 miles of cables under the ocean that power the internet?
Gosh. No, I didn't know that.
Neither.
How'd they get them under there?
Sharks. Shark labor.
Man.
Scuba teams.
A lot of cable, man.
It's a lot of cable. Finally, do you have any guess on who invented and patented the clasp on bra? Come on, you should know this.
Patrick Swayze.
Jackson, I'll give you a guess.
Albert Einstein.
When was it? Does it say
that's
when?
A better guess. Albert Einstein is a better guess.
Yeah. Albert Einstein.
Da Vinci.
Mark Twain. You freak. Mark Twain's a freak, man.
He's trying to keep everybody comfortable and contained.
Yeah.
Can't blame him for that.
While reading. Yeah. Makes sense. Bijan has his mustard. Then off the 8th Flying Center Challenge.
That's right, he does. Yep. As I said, there's a few of them.
Well, I mean, you had Jared Casey with Applebee's. Always go for two. Hilarious.
I can't think of the golfer, Daly. John Daly's son or grandson has an NIL deal with Hooters.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Where does he play golf?
You had like the coldest Crawford, who's not there anymore in Nebraska, but immediately had like the air conditioning deal.
Okay.
Speaking of, for some reason, he keeps popping up all over my Twitter and he's committing today, but.
What time did he already?
He didn't say, but he said, he said recruitment shut down announcement later. And I don't know why I keep getting all of his tweets. I don't follow him.
Did you ever look him up?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Sticking with you now. Which Tony does Clint want to meet? Tony Danza? Tony Gonzalez.
I assumed it was Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
That's, that was just an assumption.
If you had
on
to meet
part.
A serial character, who would you want to meet?
Definitely not Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Lucky would just run away from you.
Mm.
So would the rabbit.
Mm. Yeah. Give me the rabbit.
You
He's always rabbit? Playing tricks on people.
Prunk.
Yeah.
A prunk.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm still sticking with Cookie Crisp. Give me the wizard or the wolf, either one. No, Team Wizard. Give me the wizard. Jackson, what serial character would you spark a friendship with?
Probably the Lucky Charms guy.
Yeah, see, we went opposite. I think he'd just run away.
I might. Jackson, we might as well form a friendship with a serial character because we've already formed a friendship with a serial killer.
Clint.
Try your Kansas O's today. Kansas Wheaties. We call them Keaties. Clint, I love you. Love you too.
Wow. I've never gotten that off the chat line. Jackson, have you ever had somebody tell you that they love you?
Not even in person.
No. Wow. Yeah. Wow, Clint, that's a... You just broke a record there.
Yes.
First ever.
Put it in
Guinness Book.
In the Guinness Book?
Yeah, you'd even have to jump on a trampoline for 8 days or whatever.
When are we going to do that sometime?
No, we're not.
We got three of us. We can break it. We don't need six.
You two, do you two. Because I am not going to be there.
Can't be bothered by something so unimpressive. Sooner Lemmick says, we missed you all yesterday. This is much better than listening to two guys who think they know everything about football screaming at each other.
I admit I don't know anything about football.
And I'll tell you why the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and you're going to like it, Jamie. You're going to sit there and you're going to like it.
Will you take us to a commercial break like I asked?
Get some rushing touchdowns instead of smoking a doobie by the dumpster. Thanks for spending your Thursday with us. We'll be back at it. We're just going to flood the way out. That's what we'll do. We'll be back at it at some point tomorrow. We'll have the Bahamas Bowl starting at 10 o'clock. We'll be here probably like at 1:30-ish. Whenever that is, we'll see you there.
We'll be here.
Still, they won't let us leave. We're just going to sit here the whole time. Thanks to Jackson. Thanks to Josh. Thanks to Le Crouton. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.